Blog Talk Radio.
ACTV. Too dramatic.
Tommy,
you have a body conversation, baby. Let's talk for a second.
Think I fell in love by how you riding it. Feeling like I slipped on ice by how I sliding it. Put your legs around my neck, baby, ride my lips. Switch your positions, kissing and licking, I'm type of shit. Think I fell in love by how you riding it. Feeling like I slipped on ice by how I sliding it. Put your legs around my neck, baby, ride my lips. Put your positions, kissing and licking, all type of shit. When I get you home alone, it's gon' be something crazy. The way I stroke your missionary, make you wanna have my baby. And when I look in your eyes, I can tell you in love. The way I slowly do stroke it, it make you think you the one. Damn. It's getting explicit, now I'm licking your pussy. Talking, told me shut up and listen, now we kissing. And we do that in French, throwing my tongue round and round. It's that body language. This one great conversation, all this love we making. Your ex couldn't make it, that nigga was basic. You taking back shots, I guess I'm your chaser. I swear this one's special, cause I never chase her. Got Henny in my system. On Patron, she sip on. And now me and her 69, eh. You can say we make some. Think I fell in love by how you riding it. Feeling like I slipped on ice by how I sliding it. Put your legs around my neck, baby, ride my lips. Switch your positions, kissing and licking, all type of shit. Think I fell in love by how you riding it. Feeling like I slipped on ice by how I sliding it. Put your legs around my neck, baby, ride my lips. Switch your positions, kissing and licking, all type of shit. She say that I go nuts, all in her face, I'm at the bus one. Lil' mama a freak, we fucking a day worth a week. The seventh time she came in the street, she love when I eat. Eat that pussy like a beast, I eat till she come on my teeth. She calling me chief, fuckin' so hard, make her queen. We fuckin' so hard, we can't breathe. Yeah, she loving how I get. And I love when we in the whip, the way she grabbing on my dick, ooh yeah. Yo mama nasty, nasty, she got me bragging, bragging. Yo pussy magic, magic, voila. It's extravagant, that pussy got some grip. That pussy wet just like a wave, about to dive in it. She wanna drive my ship, I'm the lieutenant. You play the captain, babe. She love when we roleplay. I like to get whipped cream and start up some foreplay. Been fucking for some hours, that turned into 4 days. I eat that cookie just like a blue monster, that's furry. Okay, it's the things that we did. Fucking real slow like we try to make a kid. Bite the pillow, how you screaming in your head. And then I fuck you so hard like we trying to break the bed. Think I fell in love by how you riding it. Feeling like I slipped on ice by how I sliding it. Put your legs around my neck, baby, ride my lips. Switch your positions, kissing and licking, all type of shit. Think I fell in love by how you riding it. Feeling like I slipped on ice by how I sliding it. Put your legs around my neck, baby, ride my lips. Put your positions, kissing and licking, all type of shit.
How many times?
Twisted Lips of Poetry tonight. How's everybody doing?
How y'all doing tonight? Again, shout out and congrats to my boy ACG for winning the Artist of the Week, granting him the intro music for the entire week. So shout out to my homie real quick.
Oh, that was so sweet of you, Rails.
Wow.
I don't know. My stuff has been, we might have, I hope not, that we have any technical difficulties tonight. Like Tuesday. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
what went
wrong? Yeah, I know. It was because of my new watch I got, I guess. It was logged in and then the Bluetooth was on and something else came out. It's when I later figured it out. But neither here or there. So tonight is erotic poetry night, so we're doing a lot of sexy poetry. You know, if you are cringing at the thought, then you should turn us off because we're going to be talking about a lot of sex and love and passion, things like that. So I already warned you.
Ooh. That's up my alley.
Who's just calling in?
No, it's not a caller. It's just a tune in. It's not really. That's nothing.
Oh, okay. I'm like, judges waiting on the other line, really, Rose?
No, I don't know. Nobody's waiting. Nobody called in yet.
No, I know nobody called in, but what I mean is, do we have people listening to Judge the Poets tonight?
Oh, of course. You know. Anything I ask anybody, they come through. So I got three judges who are tuned into the show tonight. It's going to help us judge and then determine the winner at the end of the show. They will receive $100 for first place.
Yeah, $100.
Will be
$25.
$25.
Yeah, so we good out here.
Just like last Thursday, come through, poet.
I know. We still got about 10 minutes or so before the first poet calls in. So what has been going on with you today?
I'm high.
How high?
I'm high. Like, very high.
Oh, then that's a beautiful thing.
Feels well deserved. I got the house to myself for these next 2 days. Well, today and tomorrow. So, you know, funny, right? I come home.
Don't you love
from work
that?
And, you know, yeah, been quiet. I was able to do what I wanted to do in here, you
since ain't no poets called in yet, I guess I can do a sex poem. And I don't have sex poems like that, but I will read this one. And plenty of people already heard it before. I just have never been a person interested in exotic poetry, but I know some people get tired of doing the same thing, like sad or love. They want to do just sex. So this poem is called Addicted, right? I used to see this guy at the gym, and I never talked to him. It's called Addicted, and I will read this one to you for people that haven't heard it. Okay, it goes like this. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to your chocolate-covered kisses that cover your skin. I want you to spread my legs like yoga nastiness. Do some Olympic tricks on your dick followed by some graphic pics. See, my body is fueled by your lips, flourished by water, powerful enough to drown you, soft enough to cleanse your skin, deep enough to make you pretend that I'm Hurricane Lane coming in for the weekend. Yeah, I'm stretching these legs long and wide, up and down and a little to the side. See, I'm trying to be your treat tonight, dipped in whipped cream and honey and caramel strawberry. See, your body? Your body's rocking, knocking the boots. So give me that good love. I'm addicted, yes. I'm addicted to your Kama Sutra tongue that does backflips on your click, followed by the puddle of my kiss. There's neck tattoo with my intentions on marking my territory. I'm grabbing your microphone out your pants, making it do a handstand as I swallow down my throat, as you stroke, 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 and stroke, giving me cavities as I lick, lick, lick you like the lollipop, down to the shaft of your wet dreams, pulse-racing, legs aching as I breathe heavy on this treadmill, 1 mile to go. I'm watching that print go, 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 and those jogging pants you already know as you walk past slow. I don't see a gold band on your left hand, so let's make some plans on that doggy-style position, cowgirl submission, and that new Bear Rock edition signed, My Treadmill Addictions.
Hey. I like that. That's my second best time hearing that. And I like it every time. But that's Dean, what's up?
I don't think that's Dean. That's the 111.
Yeah, he called in on the block number, but we can't hear him.
It's a 678 number.
We do have our first poet, though.
What's up, first poet? Where you at?
I thought those were like Skype numbers.
Oh, there
when
you
see 111, I always thought those were Skype. Peace and poetry, family. What's going on?
Peace and poetry.
What's up?
Nothing much, man. We got our first poet, so I'm going to bring him in.
All right, now.
What's going on, poet? Welcome to OG Radio.
Hey.
What's up? How you doing?
Okay. I didn't know if y'all could hear me. I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Where you calling from?
Let everybody know your name.
Empress Wolf.
All right, now.
Right.
Okay. Where are you from?
From Atlanta.
ATL.
Okay,
ATL
cool.
In the building.
All right. So you do a lot of spoken word?
No. I just started writing 2 years ago. So
that's a lot then.
But last week was my first time doing something when I had came on here.
Oh, that's what's
up. Well, thank you.
So you popped your cherry on here then. That's what's up.
Right.
Yeah.
So, always the same rules. It's going to be you tell us a backstory about your piece that you're going to present. And, you speak it. It's supposed to be erotic night. If you have erotic poetry, would be nice. If you have other poetry, that would be nice too.
Okay. All right, the poem that I'm doing is called Romance, and it's pretty much explaining, what romance is.
Okay.
So, yeah. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Yes,
go
ma'am.
For it.
All right. Our love is a rhythm. Our heart is the beat. Our love looks like we're dancing. Roses on the floor, we romancing. You looking at me in my eyes, we romancing. Roses in the tub, we romancing. Personal chef, we romancing. Bottles of champagne, we romancing. This love is creative. It don't take a bag to show it. But when it's time, we blow it. We won't manage. It's more than a vibe. This is our life. This love got us for life. This love breaks hurt off of me. This love is healing. You are my medicine. I'm taking doses of you, more of you. I'm overdue. I'm stuck on the things you do, the way you do it. I'm doing a lot to spend more time with you. When you took my hand, I was saying you was mine. I'm possessive with it. This love, I'm with it. Our love is a rhythm. Our heart is the beat. Our love looks like we're dancing. Roses on the floor, we romancing. You looking at me in my eyes, we romancing. Roses in the tub, we romancing. Personal chef, we romancing. Bottles of champagne, we romancing. This love is creative. It don't take a bag to show it. But when it's time, we blow it. We romantic. Romance is an overflow of your affection. Romance me is a request. There's no questions in romance. This love is secure like the bag. It's a gift that you are romantic in a time where romance don't reside unless it's Valentine's. Goals is what they say about us. Our love and romance got them inspired. Romance your lady. Romance your man. I want the world to say, we romancing. One more time, y'all. Our love is the rhythm. Our heart is the beat. Our love looks like we're dancing. Roses on the floor, we romancing. You looking at me in my eyes, we romancing. Roses in the tub, we romancing. Personal chef, we romancing. Bottles of champagne, we romancing. This love is creative. It don't take a bag to show it. But when it's time, we blow it. We romantic. That's it, y'all.
Hey. Yeah, look at that. Okay.
I'm looking at you in your eyes.
We're romancing.
Hey. Hey. I'm digging it.
We're romancing. And we romance.
That's how you do. That's what y'all do over there at ATL? Okay.
Okay.
Right. A little,
I'm loving
it. A little different.
ATL.
Oh,
I am not mad at that.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And we're just, you just want to teach how to be teaching people how to romance.
Yeah, cause it's like it don't it's like it's not a thing no more. Like, you know, dudes don't be buying girls flowers no more. Like, don't nobody do that romantic no more.
See,
I can see
that.
It's a small thing.
It's
definitely a small thing.
It's a small thing. Exactly.
I definitely learned that along the way. Last year, I had bought my girl roses, but I used them to make a trail from the front door to the bathroom to the tub and all that. And she definitely appreciated that. Yeah. And, you know, I bought her a gift.
Exactly.
She was like, "Fuck them gifts. That them roses was that thing." Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
aww.
What you're supposed to do. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I love the piece. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
that's
you.
What's
up. My eyes.
Keep in mind.
Yeah, she got to do more, don't
win tonight.
Yeah.
We do have judges. If you win tonight, first place, you will receive $100. Second place is $25. So keep in mind, if you win, you'll hear from us and you will receive $100.
Yes.
All right.
And
make
sure you share your Instagram name. What's your Instagram name?
My Instagram name is Empress the Soul One. That's EmpressTheSoulOne.
Okay. All right, cool.
Gotcha.
All right, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank y'all for having me. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
You too.
That's facts. That's real.
And we romancing, and we romancing.
And we romancing.
That's going to be stuck in my head all night.
I told you had a voice for that. She definitely got
the
voice in her
eyes.
She got that whole vibe going on, that whole swag. That's what's up. That's what's up. I knew that was going to come out nice. Exactly.
I definitely
liked it. And Dean, no. You missed it. I already did my poem for tonight, buddy.
See, you know, I was running around because my phone was acting up, and when I get in,
no,
it's already
letting
sitting,
you know,
like,
so you can't fuss.
No, see, but you said you gonna go again while we waiting, right? Because you know that there's
no,
a thing
I
called
went while we was waiting at first.
Wait, that don't we got something called a multiple orgasm? You can go again and again and again and again.
You know,
well,
I've never had one of those.
Let me stick with peace and,
wow,
and get
that
thing started. I'm gonna spit a piece, right? And it should get it started again and whatnot. And you, Rel, might do a piece. I don't know. Hey, now.
I'm too high for this.
Rel don't bust pieces out every night. He don't bust out pieces.
Mm-hmm. I'm a rare breed. Hey. I bust out freestyles and poetry at random times.
Hey,
yeah, well,
that's how it works, that's how it feels. Okay, let me bust this out. Now this is a freaky tale, so I don't know how freaky we can get with it, but this is a freaky tale. See, so hey now, hey now, so here we go. I'm not cold. Why am I shaking, girl? Putting me through some serious changes, and my mind keep tearing me, turn and run away. Think it over. No. I wanna stay here with you, but I better leave now. I want to stay here all night, but I better go. You're making me weak, but while I'm strong, I better leave well enough alone. The record skips. 3 o'clock in the morning, sweat rolling down her brow as I began my prowl. Predator, freaking all night with my right finger, creeping all night with my left finger, and like a rushing mighty wind, oh, they say he's just a friend. Like one of the lost boys, my tongue kept making her high, my lick kept making her high, my pussy stick, my two fingertips kept making her high, the tickle of my tongue made her pussy hum. I swore that shit whispered yum yum. Eyes raising off bed, hands squeezing real tight around my head. Goddamn right, Dean's gonna make sure that pussy fed. See, a thief is who I be, a pussy shoplifter. I kept taking shit like her squeezing the shit out of my ears with her thighs, pussy rain in my eyes. She didn't tell me she was a squirter, fucking up my 500 thread sheets while that out of control pussy of hers kept going skeet, skeet, skeet. I'm like the rapper Missy. How come you didn't tell me your pussy do that? See, I was a thief. I was there to take shit. Like my time, like her nails digging in my back, her loud ass moan in my ears, and her pussy whispers, nigga, come here. Her ass became two new moons, and I, her Zulu priest, tossed her, turned her, teased her until she became a fiend for Dean. Some of y'all know what the fuck I mean, see? Her mind no longer her own, but my mind, her pussy no longer her own pussy, but my pussy. She was losing both her mind and her breath at the same damn time. Fuck being on this phone reciting sex poems when what you really want to know is about my thick-ass, pretty-ass, freaky-ass bone. See, motherfuck this poem. What's that sound? Genesis, did your pussy just moan? See, I was a pussy shoplifter, not in the store. I was someplace, some city, somewhere, dumping quarantine dicks in her, flicking clicks with blicks, teasing pussy with quarantine mushroom tips. Shit. The only thing she had left was a question. Can she stop coming? The record skips. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. The record skips. See, I was there to take shit, no need to fake shit, was about to make a movie, about to turn this freak into Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, make her click them heels three times, screaming and really, really meaning, while she creaming. Ain't no place like this poem, what you say, Dorothy, ain't no place like this bone, what you say, Dorothy, ain't no place like this bone. On top of this new home, see, she live here now. She live here now. Peace and poem.
Hey.
he I was in shock when he started singing. Yeah, the
intro
was all of that.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
Hey, now. Try to get it started up in here. Hey, now.
I didn't think you knew how to sing. You actually know how to sing, sing. Like, for real, sing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see. Hey, now. That's the old school kind of.
You got that cute sweat, that crying. Crying, baby. Please don't go.
That's that begging. You begging on them kind of poems.
I don't know what happened to him.
Hey, now.
Men got to cry.
You know what?
They don't want to beg no more.
Tonight is a rare occasion. So, you know what? Radio Rail got a poem. He got a freaky poem for y'all, man.
That was definitely a freaky tale.
Hey, now.
I got a quick little erotic poem. It's called Explicit Imagination. Y'all ready?
Hey,
okay, all right, here we go.
Spit that. Spit it.
Hey, Genesis, you can close your eyes on this one if you want to.
Just to laugh up.
See?
Anyway, here we go. King-size bed. Laying under the sheets, eyes closed, mind wonders. Heavy thoughts of a warm body. The warmth of someone else's skin touching yours. The constant feeling of a person's hands caressing your skin. The strong grip to your waist as the man's tongue runs from your navel up to your breast, then up to the neck and back down to the waist. The feeling so good, but could this be wrong? Or could this be fate? As the man lay you down, your body starts to loosen up as the panties come down to your ankle. Legs open wide, the constant movement of the tongue inside your pussy. You begin to grip tighter and tighter. Pussy gets wetter and wetter. Then all of a sudden you feel a hard but firm pride possession inside of you. The slow, deep strokes make you dig nails deep into the flesh. The binding of the neck and hair pulls assures the comfortability of your pussy that leave a puddle of wetness. The fast, the hard pounding of the hard dick into the pussy makes you let out a loud scream of sweet, sensational lovemaking. As you reach your climax, you release it all at the top of the mountain, never wanting to come down until you open your eyes and realize it was an explicit imagination.
I know. You congratulate the person. That's what's up.
Yes, look at that.
That's what's up.
We had a good caller. They don't.
Yeah, I have no idea.
They probably coming. I'm just trying to tell you. They probably coming. Hey, now. They need a moment.
Yeah, well. We done scared them off.
Ain't mad at that.
So.
You scared them panties off, but they be all right. They be back. Out of breath.
That's okay, Vito. Why are you in the morning?
See,
well,
they be out of breath.
All
back.
That exotic talk creates babies.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
They probably got pregnant off of that. Yeah. That's what's up.
Real quick.
You know how many Trey Songz babies out there and R. Kelly babies out there?
I got a
that verbal penetration.
R. Kelly baby. I got a Pretty Ricky baby.
See.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it.
Two Pretty Ricky babies, the R. Kelly baby and the Keith Sweat baby.
That's a Keith Sweat baby.
I can understand if you was like 45 for a Keith Sweat baby, but you get a Keith Sweat baby.
Come on now. I'm a 90s kid, you know. My oldest son was born to Keith Sweat.
Oh, that's what I was doing. See that? I'm going to have to let my daughter listen to Barney for the rest of her life.
There's a right and a wrong way to love somebody. With a few
so if they don't call in, y'all still got to do a poem. Even if y'all don't call in, y'all got to have your man eat y'all pussy while y'all recite y'all poem. How about that? You know, hey, that's what ain't no taking shots. This is what you do tonight. If you don't, when you don't call in, when you're listening, you know, while you get your poll ready, that way you can get the vibe ready. So then when you do the poll, you have that memory and shit.
There you go.
That's what's up.
See, I'm high.
Well,
that's what y'all do.
Hey,
the prize money will be still sitting here. It will still be sitting here.
Hey, now.
I got another piece of y'all. I got another erotic, another quick little erotic. It's called No Wasted Time.
Thing.
You say what?
Okay.
See.
Nothing, never mind. Go ahead, go to your poem.
Okay. Light out, candles lit, music playing.
All right.
Hearts racing in the darkness. The smell of the rose petals in the air as she lay there in the bed, naked and blindfolded. Wondering whose tongue is touching the soft skin. Slow licks from the ankles to the calf, from the calf to the inner thigh. The further up he goes, the more the pussy is flowing like the ocean. One hand on the pussy, the other hand firmly gripped behind the neck. Slow rubs to the pussy and soft kisses to the neck, leaving her moaning in ecstasy. She reaches for his dick, but he slowly removes her hands and began to put each finger in his mouth. Her toes curl as his tongue rolls off her fingertips. He takes a hand and gently rubs it against the pussy lips. He stops. Takes a hand and places it on his dick. She bites her lips and proceeds to play with it, still blindfolded. She finds her way on the knees with both hands holding his rock-hard dick.
Oh, says you got a freak. Hey, now.
No. That was right on time.
Mad,
we got
well, I'm mad that it discontinued.
Like
I want
that
to know what happened.
Hey,
but
you know, I got to leave the mind. One piece,
okay,
ladies, radio.
But we do.
Oh, never mind.
Have another call in here. Yeah.
Yes, we do. So,
man,
Poet, how you doing? How you feeling? Introduce yourself.
Have another call.
Can they hear us?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to OG Radio Thursday Poetry Night.
Hi, I'm first time listener, but I heard Empress. You gonna have her come back and do the love drug if you have time.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna hit her up right now.
That's
beautiful.
See,
that
right there. Hello, Joy the Joy. See, like I said, she got a page on YouTube and whatnot. We got a couple of people got some CDs out, you know, and whatnot up on here and whatnot. So, you know, we'd be able to shout them out, and once we see their stuff and whatnot, you know, they got some CDs out, they got some podcasts out and stuff like that. So, you know, definitely talk about it when y'all call in, you know, remind us if you got a CD out.
Exactly. And then also I try to make sure that they put their name or the platform information out there too.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, I want anybody who calls in and reaches out to us, especially if you reach out to me, please reach out through Instagram, because If you email me, I get thousands of emails a day. It's going to get lost, and I'm going to forget about it. I just realized that I had a poet who sent me a track to play on the show, and I totally forgot all about it. And I can't remember who the hell sent it to me. So I got to go back in my emails and search it and find it and play it for us. But, yeah, like, please Instagram me, DM me, hit me up in my inbox on Facebook. Because I will forget if you just randomly just email me.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. That as the email for me, I have to create a whole new email account for Tree Stuff, which is a great thing.
Exactly.
But it definitely is. There's a lot of poets trying to be heard
more
out here.
Poets start coming in.
Exactly. That's true.
Empress is about to respond to my message. I'm just waiting for her response. See if she'll call back in.
I'm sure she will. She got a fan out there listening.
Exactly. A place in, you know, like, again, definitely go to the Instagrams and just check her out and whatnot. That's Empress the Soul One and whatnot. You know, love drugs. Definitely go check that out.
And I tell anybody, it don't have to just be Exotic Tree. It definitely can be other poetry. It's just the theme for the night, just so people can still participate.
Oh, exactly.
Guess what, y'all?
Yo, yo.
I got another team.
I
on the road tonight. You been writing? What you been doing?
I've been doing my thing.
That's what's up.
While we wait for Empress to call back, because she is going to call back, while we wait for her, I'll do another piece.
Okay, go
it's
for
called,
it.
Oh, wet. Water running.
Wet.
Water running. Bathroom's hot and steamy. She's light skinned. Hazel eyes. 5'4", 135. Body frame. 34, 20, 34. She's stood in front of him naked. She on top of him in the bed and slowly starts kissing his body, starting from the neck down to his waist. He's 6'4", 188, dark caramel skin. As she continues to kiss his body, he holds her waist firmly. His big hands slowly slide down her ass, and she starts to squeeze it, and he starts to squeeze it. She lets out a little moan. Her warm pussy starts to get soaking wet. He feels the wetness through his boxer briefs. She grabs on his dick, causing him to become rock hard. He sits up, starts licking on the nipples, giving her that tingling sensation. She then reaches for his briefs to pull out his hard dick down to his ball. He lets out a type of moan that made her start sucking the soul out of his dick. He stops her, picks her up, and they head to the hot, steamy bathroom. He pins her against the wall as the water drips on and off of her body. He begins to rub on her fat, soaking wet pussy while sucking on her neck. He then gets on his knees and begins to eat that fat pussy as the water perfectly falls down her body down to her pussy. He licks and licks and licks until she closes the climax. Then he jumps up, slides his hard, long dick inside of a soaking, wet, fat pussy. With her legs wrapped around his waist, he fucks her harder and harder. She screams, "Oh, yes, daddy, fuck me harder." He then puts her down and bends over, with one hand on her waist and the other slapping that fat ass. He made that pussy squirt all over his dick. So did your panties become wet?
I like the ending part. I was thinking it was like a porno. I'm thinking of a porno. I'm like, he's very vivid, isn't he?
That's a true story. That's why.
I was like, this is personal.
Yeah, flashback, do you like that? Hey, now.
Man, this is one chick who took my soul.
Oh, don't get in trouble, because I know your girl will listen to the show and be like, what?
Nah, she with the baby laying it down. She's
probably
saying
that too, like, what? Yeah. Well, I got a request. What about that No Guilt poem? That No Guilt.
No Guilt? No, for me? You talking about?
You know that poem. You know that poem. You know that poem.
Okay. Let me see if I can. Let me do another piece. Let me see.
While
that's
wait
what you
want to
hear me
callback.
Say.
Hey, now. See, I will not condemn. Hey, now.
Okay,
you
I
know
got
the poem.
You. No Guilt. All right. This is not even a sex poem though.
I know. But
okay.
The visual.
The visual. I got you. All right, here we go. Here we go. No Guilt. See, I will not condemn my heart for breathing in your toxic words that did nothing but feed me lies. See your name sits heavy on my tongue, and every time I capture a picture of your face pressed up against hers, it disturbs the passageways of water to intrude my eye. See, you won't be able to rub, suck, or stick my cherry pop trying to swallow it down like a friendly gesture. Is that what you thought? See, my thighs, these thighs, are not open
these
for
thighs.
Interruption to be served as your two-piece chicken and fries. What, you thought this was KFC? See, you got a cold slaughter of a heart, mashed potatoes for brains, and a macaroni lip dip of masturbation. See, I will not condemn my lungs for being the voice of reason. See, your lips told me to stay, but your actions told me to go, and you are filling me up, filling my ocean with trash from your wasteland of egotistical, strong, characteristic, narcissistic, non-consistent young fellows. See, these thighs are closed for business. You are no longer my customer. See, I want you to fall and break your heart like you broke mine. I want you to lick at your wounds and create dissolvable stitches of clarity. See, these walls will no longer shake, crumble, or fall on your command. The chamber where my heart used to be is now a casket of a bottomless pit with a silver tongue of a she-devil attached to it. See, your armor is tarnished, and everything I once felt for you has fallen. Your voice no longer echoes my walls. It's too bad. I didn't close my heart because the infection you gave me had my world fall apart. End poem.
Whoa. Whoa, that was deep. That was deep. I told y'all we would write a poem about that ass. I'm just saying. You fuck with a coach you want to. Yo, it will be televised. Hey, now.
Well, thank you.
Yo.
Thank you. Well, that one wasn't sexy. That wasn't a sexy poem, but we have another caller.
I was just to say that it was what they're going to be missing. You know what I mean? Because they're going to think about what they're missing. You know, that's the good thing about that.
That's true. Thank you. Okay, new poet.
Yeah, it's Empress. I'm back.
Oh, okay, go for it, Empress. You got a fan listening in right now. They want to hear. What's the poem they said, Rez?
Love Drug.
Oh,
love
they
want to
hear Love Drug?
Yes, we want to hear Love Drug.
Yeah.
All right, I got y'all with Love Drug. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Yes.
All right. Oh, hold on. Let me get my dog. He was cool. All right.
Awesome.
Your love is my drug. I'm talking about that. Can't get enough of you, love. I'm never tired of you, love. Time stands still when I'm with you, love. I'm talking about that. I can't sleep without you, love. I'm talking about that ghost town DJ Mabu love. I'm talking about that you can have whatever you want, love. I'm talking about that you give me butterflies, love. I'm talking about that anytime, anywhere, love. I'm talking about that Can't stop thinking about you, love, even if I try to, love. I'm talking about that. I'll drive 1,000 miles, love. I'm talking about that. Hold me close and sing to me, love. I'm talking about that. R&B feeling, love. I'm talking about that. How your mama doing, love. I care about the family, love. I'm talking about that. Cash App, I was just thinking about you, love. I'm talking about that. Let's watch the sunset on top of Stone Mountain, love. I'm talking about that. I get high off you, love. Can't come down, love. I need more and more and more, love. No matter how bad things get, I see good in you, love. Hook, love. Addicted, love. I need your love. Fiend, love. Because your love is my drug. I'm just addicted to your love. That's it, y'all.
Yes. I'm feeling it. Yes.
Thank y'all.
Yes.
Thank y'all.
I love that. See, you had somebody call back and say, I want her to come and do this piece right here. You got some love out there.
Yeah.
You got love out there. Plenty of love.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know they said love drugs.
They've been listening. They like, what's up?
Yo.
They tuned in. I appreciate them.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Anytime. If you got more poets, please tell them to call in. We're looking for as many as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, that was that piece. That was that piece.
Thank you for calling back in.
Oh, no problem. No problem tuned in.
Yo, I knew this was going to happen tonight. I knew, like, yo, when she popped her cherry up on here, you know, that opened up that gift. Hey, now, I ain't mad at that at all. Yo, them gifts being born.
Exactly.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. You gave birth to something. Happy Mother's Day.
I gave birth to
something. Hey, now, you birthed that thing.
Yeah.
Yo, it's serious up in this piece. That's what's up.
I love it.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate it.
You know, glad she didn't kill our baby. See, sometimes people get scared and they don't birth their gifts and whatnot. But sometimes you just gotta say, hey, it is what it is. It's coming for. You know, that's what it's trying to do.
Right.
Yo, that was peace.
We're looking for the other poets too.
Exactly.
We're in real.
They're probably listening. Come forward. You know.
Don't be scared,
y'all. They probably just saying it out
loud. We can't
loud,
even see y'all face. Yeah, we can't see y'all faces, so that's the best. In fact, we can't see your face.
Exactly.
Now, it's different when you on stage in front of everybody. That'd be the nerve killings right there.
See, you can be butt naked right now reciting your poem just to get comfortable, and we wouldn't even know it. And you say, I feel so comfortable now. So I'm free. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Hey, this practice on the stage.
Exactly.
That's good.
Hey, do it for the vine. You remember the vine? Do it for the vine. Hey, now.
You say in Atlanta, right?
I'm from Atlanta, but I live in Florida.
Oh, I don't know the poetry scenes in Florida. I know a couple places in Atlanta I went to while I was there, and Apache's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do shows at the Apache.
Yeah,
down there on the keys down there.
Yeah, I know about Apache.
I think his name was DJ
Red
Lee. Like Queen Sheba, she used to do joints down there, and George and Lee, they used to do joints down there. Abyss.
Yeah, they got a lot of
cocktail.
Georgia, I've been to Apache a couple times, and they got some stuff going on now too.
Yo.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
The poem scene. But we don't have no more poets calling in right now. And it's almost close to the end of the show. Probably have one more, but it's maybe another 10 minutes probably.
My earring.
You heard me, Dean?
What's that now?
I said we're supposed to have some more poets calling in tonight.
Yeah, we have that's what I said, Lenny. We
I had like two more that was said they told me he was calling in and whatnot, but they didn't tell me the time. Now I told them I thought it was until 11:30 and whatnot. You know.
But it's, that's 11:30 Eastern Standard Time.
You know, well, really, not 11:30. I'm sorry. Your time, I told them it was like until 10:30 your time.
Yeah, it is to 10:30.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. See, so right now, they got like a little bit of time. I was thinking that's probably what they're thinking. You know what I mean? Because I told them like 10:30 y'all time, and right now it's about. In 10 minutes, it'll be 10 o'clock y'all time. So they probably think they got 40 minutes.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? So they probably – see, so they'll probably call in. Like, again, Distinctly Unique said she's going to call in, and Bay and the Poet said she was going to call in and whatnot. But you know how people, hey, you know, something come up, you know. But she was really excited about it, so I think she's, you know, one of them is going to call in. For sure, and whatnot, and yeah, so definitely one of them gonna do a little
okay,
something.
Okay, well,
something.
I can read Matrimony then. I'm gonna read Matrimony. Let me get ready. I haven't read this in so long. All right, Matrimony. I'm not afraid of marriage. And I'm not afraid of change. I'm not afraid of someone to love me unconditionally. And I'm not afraid to be intimate with one soul for eternity. But what I am afraid of are the players and the pimps and the guys that tell you sweet lies just to waste your time. I think they only have an appetite for whatever's going on between my thighs. See, matrimony is one thing. It's one thing to exchange some rings and say some awfully sweet things and to sign a piece of paper agreeing that our relationship will remain stress-free. Well, hell, that's beyond me. I want you to be the door at night when I place my feet at the base and cry my eyes out. I want you to see my weakness and my strength. My hand in marriage is not for just stroking of your ego. My hand comes with books of broken promises and ripped chapters of stories that were never meant to be written. I had guys that suffocated my growth and stunted me in their shadows. I had exes who made a suit out of my skin and wore me, but they eventually wore off. My hand in marriage is not walking your perimeter to sacrifice what type of woman you want me to be. My hand in matrimony is not for you, but it's always been made for me. Don't call me a rose and say that you can't pick any thorns. Don't take my crown and call me a queen. Don't say you're going to be faithful to me and tell another fucking girl the exact same thing. My hand in marriage carries bags from my past, and I'm just here to ask you, if I say yes, will you keep your promise and make this marriage last? And that's it. Keep home.
That's
okay,
peace.
Genesis.
That's that piece.
Yeah. I love them. Love it.
See,
you didn't hurt me. Well, you only heard two today.
That's what's up. That's a beautiful thing. See,
Thank you.
The mic right here, you know, with the pandemic, this is the mic, this is the microphone. So,
I know.
Well,
yeah,
let me do another
like,
piece while we're waiting.
That's what me and Ray used to do. A short one? Okay.
It's a big short one. Let me see. Because I lost half of the piece and whatnot because I was looking for it. And I was like, let me pull out this poem. And then I got half of it over here. And the whole poem is on my other computer. And I don't even have it. So you'll get it.
You know, it's crazy. It's okay to have half your piece. Then you have a part two to it. I had a piece of talking about Mary Jane. And I can't find it to save my life.
Well,
I don't even remember how it go, but I know I did a live video on it, so I have to probably go back and listen. But I've had half poems, and people didn't know it half poems. The only person that know it is you.
Okay. Yeah, because it's real short, you know. I think you'll notice because this is only about like two strokes. And then I get up, you're like, excuse me? You, nigga, you done? Yeah. You forgot. Yeah. Yo, hey, dog. See, so I just do another quick song intro to stretch it out a little and whatnot. Yeah, because I'm still looking for the rest of it. But bring back the old school singing, Lil Rufa, old school. Anyone that had a heart could look at me and know that I love you, knowing I love you. So anyone that had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue. Every time you go in, oh, saying goodbye, loving you the way I do. Without you, I'm nothing, knowing I love you. So, why the fuck you cheat on me? See, she came home with Hennessy and Jism on her breast. I kissed her. She came home with scratched up knees and boyfriend keys. It ain't easy being me, so I'll just be damned, I guess. She came home calling me by his name. I said, my name's Dean, ain't it? Well, ain't it? As much as I was getting played, I thought, fuck you, Dean, was a love song. In heavy rotation, no special occasion, a brother, a lover, just gonna get played. Like a Luther Vandross record, like a Trey Songz song, like I can't even find this poem no more. That was it. I see, that's pre-com. I should just call this poem pre-com. In poem, pre-com. Hey, now.
Well, thank you.
Yo, see.
It was longer because you put the music in there, but you know, I don't know if you've ever been to, I'm sure you probably have workshops, so you have the poetry workshops and then you finish the poem, but a poem technically is never finished because you can always add to it or take away from it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the best thing about it being yours.
I wish I could remember these things. That poem is, this poem is like 10 years old, and you know, maybe I usually remember them, but this particular one, I don't know. Maybe it's triggering. My poems came from some real shit and whatnot. Like, you know, like when you whatever, and all of a sudden they call you by nose. I said, okay. You know, and you know your girl, just like y'all know your man, when they come on smelling different. And you be like, you come home smelling like Dove. You know, I guess somebody said fuck love. You know, because we don't use that. We use oil and shit. We use the other soaps, you know, and she come on smelling like some different soap. I said, why you come on smelling like soap? You know. And so I said, yo, you come on smelling like Dove. Somebody said fuck love. You know. Hey now. Yeah. So stuff like that, you know, that's what got me because, you know, I smelled it. I'm like, okay, you know. And
then
you
really got me looking at old pieces that I wrote, like, that I haven't read in a long time, and I forget that I have one. Like, my favorite poem of all times, and this wasn't even my first poem, my favorite poem was Triggered that I ever wrote. And I don't know why it's my favorite poem, but I felt like, That was my favorite poem.
I'd be that piece. Those be the ones. You know, it might trigger us or whatever, but those be the ones right there. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And for all y'all listening, I just came. Dean, did I send you the logo?
Let me see. I think you did. Like, you know, for the island?
Yes. That's the dopest. I was like, that's the dopest thing in the world to me right now.
Wow.
Everything else is small.
I'll see.
Small to me.
Exactly. You got intention now. You know, you focus. you know.
Well, I can't wait for the open up because all the poets and stuff are going to be there coming, doing poetry.
Exactly. I'm still trying to reach
coming
out.
Coming on the land.
To see what's going on with dating the poet. Okay.
Well,
we
shall, I can do another piece.
Yes, yes.
I can do another piece if anybody wants to hear some more poetry.
Good.
So my favorite piece of all times, I'm going to do this one again. All right. So it goes something like this, if I can get this little kid to act right. All right, here we go. My unhealthy thoughts became word vomit absorbed on the pages of rejection, modified by the triggers that stole my salvation. Click, click. The time when a man choked me until my dim went out. Click, click. When my pH balance became a foreign scent that led me to another woman's tainted garden. Click, click. How about when my alcohol level became slightly elevated and your hands broke into my treasure box and kidnapped my security, which secured me. Click, click. Or the time I saw my pops break broken holes into an already broken woman, leaking her blood trail to his temporary jail cell. Click, click. Or let's talk about the time my head was covered in knots because my mommy chose wedding vows that didn't include DNA from another man's seed. Click, click. What about you calling me a bitch or saying I'm a hoe? Click, click. My clip is full and ready to go. I got one more trigger. Fuck. I just can't do this shit anymore. I'm sorry. Inform.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Click, click. That's it. You want to explain that piece? You know the rules. The rules here now. Hey now.
The rules. What do you think the piece is about? What do you think it's about? Since I should have explained it before I did it, but what do you think it's about?
That's your story. Hey now, I'm here. I'm getting blessed by it. I don't want to mess up the vibe. But go ahead.
Oh, that's an easy way to back out of the question.
I don't want to mess up the personification of the thing. Hey, no.
Well, you know, life, you go through a lot, especially as women. We go through a lot of things, and we think they are normal, and that sometimes we can't be, you know, talk back or be aggressive with other people and let them know this is my space, because women are supposed to be a certain way in society, friendly, nurturing. And sometimes you allow people to come into your space when it's not wanted, or say certain things to you, or, you know, do certain things that makes, like, you know, put beneath of your worth to date
exactly.
When it's male or female. So a lot of women especially don't have great male figures in their life as a young age, tend to not understand their worth until they're way older. And I feel like a lot of women should be taught that prior, and they would be a lot further than, or go through certain things or mistakes prior if they're taught and bred at a young age. So I just went through a lot, and I didn't understand a lot. Back in the day, I was very gullible and naive to a lot of stuff.
See, lessons, though. You know, like that song say, thank you next. You know, thank you for the lessons.
Yeah, thank you next. I appreciate
next.
It. Yeah, so it's just a journey. You're going through it and you're trying to figure it out, and you just like, you know, they say that it's not a mistake, it's called insanity if you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. That's what insanity
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
I definitely have changed, and I don't even care, like, a family upset. If you getting on my nerves or making me feel uncomfortable or toxic, I just leave. You know, before they were like, oh, that's your blood, and you got to do this for them, and no, it's not worth it, because you're not going to be here that long.
Your days are numbered. So I had to learn, and that's where that poem came from.
Wow.
I got one more short erotic poem.
Ooh, okay. You must have been up there doing something. He just made it now.
Yeah. I did not.
Yo,
yes, you did. You probably just created a real story. That's why we wasn't looking. That's why you kept saying real. And his ass didn't respond. He's back there doing some nasty. Mm-hmm.
No.
Flashback.
I'm just high. Okay, that's all.
Hey,
what up?
Hey, man.
This one's called Imagine.
See.
Close your eyes. Imagine sitting in the chair naked. Imagine feeling the warmth of one's breath hovering over your skin. Imagine anticipation of what this man will do to your body. Imagine your legs spread wide open as his tongue hits the lips of your pussy. For each lick, your legs shake uncontrollably. Imagine wrapping your legs around his neck, tugging him in closely, causing him to dig his tongue deep inside your pussy. Imagine being bent over the chair. Imagine your pussy dripping wet, then he rubs his dick head against your pussy lips. Imagine his dick sliding in slowly inside of you. Imagine your pussy throbbing and grabbing and gripping on that dick. Imagine your hands being held as he gives you long, deep thrusts to your pussy. Imagine him fucking you so hard, you start creaming all over his dick. Imagine. Just imagine. In peace.
That's that peace.
Okay.
I do my thing.
Rail's over here writing them out, spitting them out. Any other time, he don't even want to do none. Come on, that's your next time.
It was erotic poetry night. It was erotic. So I'm like, all right, I got it.
You know, next time we have to pick a type of night, another type of night. I don't know. I'm still thinking about that.
No.
Next time we can, they can do about talking about where they from, the city that they from. That is
exactly.
City. You know, I haven't wrote a piece about where I'm from, or even where my family's from. I should do that. That's gonna be my new homework assignment.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm looking at the thing. I don't know what happened tonight, you know, but like, you know, again, you know, I was waiting for two more poets to come in, you know. I said, well, y'all got 20 minutes. I just sent them a text. I said, y'all got 20 minutes and whatnot. So I don't know where everybody at. Let me see.
Sometimes that happens, though. Some nights it'd be a full house. It'd be so many people in there. Some nights it'd just be one person calling.
Yeah, but you remember what happened last time. Last time they told me they was going to show up, and then the following week, 15 people showed up out of nowhere. Oh, okay, hold up. Let me see what they're saying here. Hold up. Let me see. Okay, they said, I'm going to tell you, because time-wise, I forget people in different time zones.
Yeah.
Now we got about 15 minutes left?
Yep.
We got about 20.
Okay.
I want my judges who are tuned in right now, I want y'all to stop voting for me. I'm not a participant. So do not vote for me, okay?
Yes, we are now
participating. I've been getting votes tonight. I've been getting votes. I'm not a participant, okay?
But we got a caller.
We just called in. This is Indiana in the building. I know you called in last week. What's going on, poet?
That's right. It's Distinctly Unique, also known as Ms. Latrice, back again for y'all tonight.
That's what I enjoy. Some poetry.
That's right. Are y'all still doing the poems tonight?
Yeah, we're doing erotic poetry. If you got some erotic poetry, we would love to hear it.
I definitely have a good one. One poem.
Hey, that's what's
it's
up.
All good.
All right, y'all ready for it?
Okay. Yes, we are ready.
All right, so this poem is called My Favorite Pen Pal of the Deepest Strokes.
Ooh.
I about fell over on his hard ceramic tiled floor. He left his impressionable mark on my neck, y'all. I've never felt anything like that before. Now, Mama told me this would happen one day. Mama told me no matter what he say, don't give him plans. Never fall in love with a poet. She said, don't let him fool you, cuz he from a school you could only imagine exists. That school ain't real no matter how good it sounds. You hear? And even with Mama's words swirling through my head, I couldn't help but clench my fist, hold my breath, and enjoy his ride of bubble-lettered X's and O's. We wrote all night long. I'm surprised his bed still has springs in it. The way our bodies bounced off each other, radiating heat, sweat dripping everywhere. His pen still deep inside me, my fist barely holding on to his white sheets that no longer fit the description of white. My mind so relaxed and gone into his train of thought. I could tell I was losing myself to him, the writer whose black ink I didn't mind being injected into my soul. We wrote over and over, changing positions on top, on bottom, back and forth, curiosity taking us on journeys we never thought we'd have a chance to travel, global adventures taped in our pretend memory books. And his voice, barely in a whisper, makes my body quiver, makes my legs tremble more than they have all night. My heartbeat quickens as he slowly pulls his nearly busted pen from inside me, leaning even closer than before to my highlighted golden face and says, we should do this more often. I hear Mama's words creep up in the back of my spinning head. I see her sitting across this dark room engulfed in scents she once created with my daddy, scents of her peach and strawberry and pineapple juices dripping in their poetic moments, but destroyed when he left her with missing letters, NLBE, alphabetic regrets. I see her sitting in that red and black chair, shaking her head, saying, I told you so. I tried. But I didn't care about her eyes staring me down in shame. I was entranced by him, the writer. And with one last look at his dark brown crystal eyes, I say it's time and hop back on top for one last write. That's that piece, y'all.
All right. That's
that
piece.
Thank you.
Okay, that was sexy. That was
thank you.
Yeah. Shout out to that hot sticky icky ink y'all doing tonight. That's that sticky ink. Sticky icky ink. I ain't mad at that.
Okay.
Spill
it.
Hey, now. That's how you write that
shit.
That's how you write.
She went in on it. I liked that one. It wasn't too much. It was just the right. It was just the right nut.
Exactly. Because
I do get a little shy. Because you know I'm not an erotic poet either. I write one or two pieces and then that's it. But if it's too much, I get start blushing. Like, is this a porno we watching? I just give a little bit.
I'm with it
some
all.
Some people's whole piece be all. Yeah, we know. We heard the first two pieces. You was definitely in it to win it. That's probably why the judges thought you was participating because he went all it right. But his whole soul in that.
It makes you, imagine these things, you know. Some women don't get these type of things, you know.
True story.
See? See, that's that baby making poem. You see, you got a baby over there. That's it. That's that piece.
I leave panties wet with the words that come out of my mouth.
He said, "How is your panties wet?"
See, right, you be blushing because he be doing. He be on it.
See,
I'll be doing that.
can't say that either.
I apologize to all the ladies who may have been turned on by my poetry tonight. I apologize in advance.
Wow. Now you're supposed to claim that. Be grateful. That's some good work, man.
Exactly. Right.
Well, Terrell, we need to take a break, do a song, and then we're going to call, when the song is over, we're going to deliberate on a winner. Because it's already 10:16.
Okay.
It's going to take some time to choose.
Like Dave Chappelle said, don't bust that nut just yet. We'll be right back.
Yes. So the deciding vote has came down to you both, Dean and Genesis, because once I took myself out of it because for some odd reason I was winning. But
it's because of your friends. We not
these are not my friends.
Oh, okay.
I didn't use compete tonight.
Y'all the judges. Well, us three, and then I have three others, but it's split right now.
Oh, we need one.
I got chicken out of the question.
We need. Yeah, because we only have what, two poets call in, or do we need? Let's see.
We got episode one. We got distinctly unique. We have I think we got those two, and I think we got those two to call in.
Yeah, it was three.
It was
the three judges voted.
It was episode one, distinctly unique.
I'm not gonna say who, but it's split right now.
Yeah, can't say who. Yeah, can't say who yet. But go ahead to a track, and I'm finna deliberate with myself because I'm a vote. Cause I'm not participating in the competition.
See,
so everybody, we will come back in about 4 minutes. I'm going to play In the Mood by Veronica Timms. She's one of OG Radio's artists. You can find her music on Apple Music and all other major platforms. So we will holler at y'all in 4 more minutes.
I'm a little anxious, baby, 'cause I know that you're on your way. I haven't seen you in a while now, sugar, but when you get here, I know that things will be okay. I'm in the mood for you, come over. Something sweet in store. Bath water's red, the candles lit, dinner's cooked, everything is hooked. All for you, baby, and more. I'm in the mood.
Yeah.
And we are back live on OG Radio's Erotic Poetry Nights.
Yeah, well, I am Genesis of Twisted Lips of Poetry. We just, you know, collaborated on the side. And me and Ralph has picked the person that we wanted to win. So we got a couple judges listening right now. And me and Ralph have already voted. Now we're waiting for Dean to vote. Let's see.
Can you hear us?
Okay, I am about to send the information to Rails.
Okay.
Rails, did you get it?
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
So, the winner.
The winner.
Of tonight's Erotic Poetry Night is Empress.
Yay, Empress, look at her, she's doing her thing. I'm so happy for her. So what we're going to do is we're going to send out your $100. So we need your Cash App. And then for second place, which is the second poet, is going to be, who's the second poet we have? What is their name? Rails, who's the second poem?
I forgot that quick. I'm high. I'm sorry.
Second person, Dean. He's going to keep saying
I wrote it down.
Miss Latrice Young.
Sure. Yes, there we go. Latrice,
yes.
You won 25 for second place.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Congratulations to everybody. We need Cash App.
Yes. Send your, if you, I believe I'm on your Instagram. If I am, DM me your Cash App. I'm HellRail1290. Or you could DM Dean as well, or Genesis. Any of us three, you could DM the Cash App. And you'll receive your 25 in Empress. I'll hit you up because I think you get out of the car, but I'll get her Cash App in a minute.
Okay.
Any announcements, Genesis?
Nope, I don't have any announcements today, which I'm surprised. I usually have some announcements, but I don't have any. I appreciate all the poets that keep calling in. They're going to keep calling in. Please, there's going to be more money to give away for poetry contest, so please invite your other poets, friends, poet sisters, poet brothers. We take them all, just have them call in, recite poems, and then we have judges listening in. So you can win some of this Monday. That's it.
All right. Okay, Miss Latrice just sent me her Cash App, so I'll send it to Dean. And I'll get Chris's as well. Thank you, Miss Young and Empress, for both of y'all pieces tonight. We appreciate it. We will do this again. We'll definitely keep calling in Thursdays. I don't have any announcements. Tune in tomorrow with our producer, AK, for I forgot what he changed the name to, but it's normally Freestyle Friday for musical artists. But tune in with him. He'll play, you know, your favorite underground artist. And, have a good weekend, y'all, you know. Live life, love life, and all that good fun shit. I'm Radio Rail. Catch my Instagram at HellRail1290 and Radio Rail21. Once again, I'm banned on Facebook for another 3 days. But you can follow
me. Damn! I didn't even know that.
It was all I said was that some of
here we go with all I said.
No, for real. I was talking about I was sharing a personal post about rape and molestation, and all I said was it's crazy that women are sometimes as twisted as men. That's all I said, and they banned me for that, saying that it was a hate crime. So
I thought
okay,
you had
well.
To go to the setting or something like that to get them off your heels.
I did. They just like I said, I'm on that watch list. So anything I say, they love to ban me. So I might file a goddamn lawsuit. Goddamn it.
You stay banned. You be in jail all the time. You is a lifelong criminal. That is your profession.
I'm not right.
But anyway, I guess we're going to have to deal with it again.
Right.
So that was all your announcements?
That was all my announcements. So with that being said, have a great night, a great weekend. Thank both poets, both Empress and Ms. Young for calling in. We
yes,
love it.
And you can find me. Oh, don't forget, you got to find me on Instagram. It's 3YE_Genesis on Instagram and Genesis Silverman on Facebook. So if you want to do some poetry, hit me up and win some of this money.
Win this money. And I'm going to play us out to one of my favorite female artists, local artist. Her name is Treece the Artist. You can find her, definitely find her on Apple Music and all other major platforms. So, good night, y'all. We are out.
Perfect.